Christians and Muslims and people belonging to all races and religions in over 800 cities of the world have taken out to protest rallies to express their rejection of the Zionist racism and extremism. Many Jews around the world continue to condemn the attempt by the Zionists to hijack the beautiful faith of Judaism. We are honored and grateful to have many of our Jewish brothers and sisters standing with us here today to reject the hateful ideology of Zionism that justifies occupation, incarceration, and use of force against the indigenous Palestinian people. I am honored to welcome one of the leading Jewish activists of Canada who has dedicated his life for defending human rights and exposing the Israeli war crimes. Here today on behalf of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, I'd like to call up Brother Ken Stone to address him.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, and Ramadan Mubarak. The status of Jerusalem al-Quds will not be determined by the clownish performances of corrupt politicians such as Trump and Netanyahu in moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Neither will the right of self-determination of the Palestinian people ever be extinguished through U.S. imperial force or by the force of its Israeli client state. The people of the world will never stand for it. The UN vote against the illegal U.S. relocation of its embassy to Jerusalem as Israel's capital was 128-9. That's because everyone on the planet who supports peace and justice supports the Palestinian cause. That's because everyone who opposes racism, colonialism, and imperialism supports Palestine. Yes. Only a tiny minority of people who endorse racism, white supremacy, and capitalism, or follow a warped form of messianic Christian Zionism, support the racist state of Israel. Go it alone, misleaders such as Trump and Netanyahu are increasingly isolated. The campaign of boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, is gaining ground all over the world. The Israeli Finance Ministry claimed that BDS could cost it up to $40 billion annually. The whole world cheered as the Argentinian soccer team refused to play a friendly game with Israel. The people of the world applauded Shakira when she recently turned down a gig in Tel Aviv. This is the kind of movement we are trying to build around the world to boycott, divest from, and sanction the racist state of Israel. Even the Trudeau government, which shamefully voted at the UN against every pro-Palestinian resolution last fall at the General Assembly, it couldn't bring itself to vote on the same side as Israel and the US on the movement of the US Embassy to Jerusalem. Spinelessly, it abstained. I say spinelessly because if Trudeau had a spine, he would have voted with the majority of the nations of the world to condemn the move of the American embassy to Jerusalem. He didn't vote with the U.S. and Israel, he abstained. And that's an improvement, believe it or not, for the Trudeau government. But why? And the answer is that Trudeau knew he could not sell a vote like that in Canada, where the BBC has had two official opinion polls showing that two-thirds of Canadians oppose these illegal settlements on the West Bank, and a big majority of Canadians support special status for the Palestinian delegation at the United Nations.
Yeah, yeah.
And we also have the polls that were done by Independent Jewish Voices and Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, which show that the Canadian people as a whole are light years ahead of our politicians on the question of Palestine. So brothers and sisters, if we want our Canadian government to stop acting as an enabler for every kind of war crime committed by the Israeli government, we have to step up our lobbying with all of the parties in Canada. All these parties rarely say anything or do anything in the support of Palestine, and it's time we put their feet to the fire, as they say, and make them start speaking and doing things in support of the Palestinian cause. At the same time that Trump and Netanyahu are increasingly isolated on the world stage, the balance of forces around in the Middle East is changing in favor of Palestine.
That's right.
After 17 years of permanent war in a number of nearby countries, the Arab and Muslim people of the Middle East are making important gains. Take Iraq as an example. It was decimated by the Bush and Blair attack, illegal attack in 2003. Yet just recently, it defeated ISIS in Iraq. And not only did it defeat ISIS, but it prevented it blocked the plan, the plot by Israel and the US to break away the northern part of Iraq, which is mainly Kurdish, and form it into a separate state. And guess what? In yesterday's Globe and Mail, you may not have seen it, there was a report on what General Vance, the Canadian general in charge of the defense establishment in Canada. And what did he say? He said the Canadian army would no longer be training Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. They're going to be training now the Iraqi National Army. This is a big victory for Iraq, my friends. And the Iraqi government has also flown across the border to attack ISIS in Syria with the permission of the Syrian government. And a new government has been elected in Iraq, which will make it much tougher for the U.S. to stay there and continue to interfere in Iraqi affairs. In Syria, the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War congratulates the government of Bashar al-Assad, which has foiled the regime change operation inspired by the U.S. and strongly supported by Israel and other U.S. allies such as Canada. Did you know, brothers and sisters, that recently $4.5 million of your tax money was given by the Trudeau government to the so-called White Helmets of Syria? The White Helmets of Syria are a fraudulent organization. It's really the propaganda arm of the terrorist Al-Qaeda. And it's shameful that the Canadian government is using our money to finance Al-Qaeda. Israel also continues to violate the national sovereignty and territorial integrity of Syria because it allows terrorists to use the illegally occupied Golan Heights to attack Syria. And Israel has supplied arms to ISIS and other terrorist groups. It has bombed Syria more than 100 times in the course of the 7-year-long war. And it has worked with the Kurdish separatist elements in Syria to try and help the U.S. partition Syria, which is a violation of international law. So the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War congratulates the courageous Syrian Arab Army for liberating Aleppo, for liberating Eastern Ghouta, for liberating the Yarmouk refugee camp in the south of Damascus. Even as we gather here, the Syrian army is now advancing to liberate territories around Daraa in the south of Syria and right next to the Golan Heights. We wish them success. The lesson of Yarmouk, where Syrian soldiers and Palestinian militiamen laid down their lives to liberate the homes of Palestinians who were exiled first from Palestine, and then by the terrorists in Damascus, shows that the Palestinian and the Syrian struggles are indivisible. They're one and the same thing. If you are for Palestine, you must be for Syria. If you are for Syria, you must be for Palestine. The Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War also congratulate those allies of Syria who helped win the battles against the terrorist proxy armies, those allies of Syria, namely Russia, Iran, Hezbollah of Lebanon, and the various Palestinian and popular militias. The war in Syria is not over yet. Turkey, US, and Israel have occupied large parts of Syria, and that still has to be dealt with. But the tide has turned in Syria and also in Lebanon, where Hezbollah, the popular movement and party, which drove the Israelis out of Lebanon in a bitter fight that lasted nearly 20 years, has just succeeded with its allies in winning a majority government in the parliament of Lebanon. Congratulations to them. Similarly, amidst great suffering in Yemen, the outgunned but brave Ansarallah movement continues to resist the Saudi, US, and NATO aggression, now in its fourth year. As the Trudeau government continues to sell arms to Saudi Arabia. Because the tide is turning against the US empire and its Zionist allies, I repeat, there will not be an imperial solution to just Jerusalem al-Quds. Rather, in the fullness of time, there will be a democratic and popular solution to the question of Palestine. Hopefully, BDS will do in Palestine what it did in South Africa. Hopefully, BDS, which peacefully replaced the white minority rule in South Africa, will also help to replace peacefully the Zionist minority rule in Palestine. And it will replace it with Palestinian majority rule, because there is no possible solution in Palestine without the right of return of millions of exiled Palestinian refugees. The Palestinians will have a state whose capital will be Al-Quds. Yes. The nature and form of that state is up to the Palestinians to decide, but we know it will respect the freedom of religion of Muslims, Christians, and Jews, and will treat with respect its citizens no matter what their ethnicity. Yes. 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 In conclusion, as a Jew, as a social justice and peace activist, my personal preference is for a majority Palestinian state in all of historic Palestine. That's why I say Palestine will be free from the river to the sea.